Welcome to A View from the Bullens, in partnership with the Fitrovia Bell London, our official away day pub for all Evertonians. And fanscapes.co.uk, made by fans for fans.
Hello and welcome to another episode from A View from the Bullens, with me, Mick Kemp, Lee McLean, Ben Winstanley, and Dave Johnston from Falcon Blues. Lee, 8 p.m. Saturday, Everton host Aston Villa at home. I know we've said it countless times before and we sound like a broken record, but it's another game at home where we have to win, don't we?
If it wasn't crucial before, it absolutely is now. We've only got 6 games left, 3 of them at home. And I mentioned last week, I think the minimum requirement out of these 3 home games is 7 points. So we need to start off on Saturday by bagging 3 of them against Villa, who were sat in mid-table. So if you look at it, the 7 points behind us haven't played the same amount of games. So you would argue that they're out of any sort of contention for European football. So again, it's one of these dangerous sides where they've got nothing to play for, so to speak. But that can go either way. They're either on the beach already, and it could be quite a comfortable evening for us, but Everton don't tend to do comfortable evenings. Or they're nice and relaxed, and you know, when they're relaxed, it's conducive to better football and they might just go for it sort of thing with no pressure on the players. So it's a massive, massive game. The result against Arsenal has propelled us back into contention, definitely. So if we can secure the win on Saturday night, then it puts us on 55 points, level with West Ham in fifth. And, you know, when you think back to some of the conversations we've had only recently where we've been sort of feeling down and out, completely out of the contention for Europe, we're suddenly right back in the thick of things. But that can change quickly again after a weekend of results if once again we fail to capitalise on all of the results that have gone for us and our good results at Arsenal by winning at home. Because I took a few seconds the other day just to look at our results so far this season, you know, when you're just scrolling through your phone. And it was unbelievable. I was scrolling back and just looking at the sequence of results at home. It's so, so frustrating. And especially when you look at 10 away wins, which is, you know, second only to Man City this season. If we could have even slightly backed that up with the home form, just adding 2 or 3 more wins into the mix, we'd have been, well, fourth behind Leicester and really pushing for a top 4 spot. So it's absolutely crucial. It's a game we should be looking to win. We've got players coming back from injury. Again, I think we've only got Abdoulaye Doucouré as a notable absence now. So there's no excuse. We've got to find a way to win. And I just hope it's a good week on the training ground this week and they find that right formula to beat Aston Villa, because it's absolutely huge.
Ben, just touching on Aston Villa, you know, they started the season very, very well, but they've only won 1 in their last 8. They sit 11th in the table and there's still no Jack Grealish, who is by far and away their best player. It's another game, isn't it, where, let's be honest, Everton should be winning.
Well, what can we call it? The Kazoo Derby, as we like to call it, both sponsored by Kazoo. And it's one of them. They started off really, really well, Aston Villa. I remember the first few games, I think they were literally pushing the top of the league with us, and they'd won the first few. They turned over Liverpool with a fully fit squad, 7-2. Ollie Watkins was scoring for fun. Jack Grealish looked like a steal and one of the, for me, probably one of the best players outside of the so-called top 4. But they kind of hit a bit of a slump, and there's, you can just see as soon as Jack Grealish got injured, their whole game plan literally fell apart. He is their star man, and it's absolutely massive that he's out, because he always performs well against Everton. He wins fouls, he draws players in. It literally takes 2 of our players to mark him. So I'm over the moon that he's not playing. But as Lee touched on there, this game's absolutely enormous. I think these 2 games against Aston Villa will determine our season. I think if we can get 3 points on Saturday and 3 points whenever, have they even announced when this next away game's going to be? So we're all waiting for the Premier League to announce the next game. But if we can get 6 points out of them games, it's absolutely crucial for me. Because then all we need then is 2 more wins. And as Lee rightly touched on, we've got Wolves at home, Sheffield United at home, which are 2 very easy what should be easy games, considering Burnley just shipped four past Wolves and Sheffield United are struggling. But you look into Aston Villa, they are a bit gutsy. Obviously, they got very lucky against West Bromwich again last weekend. I think Davis scored in like literally the last second of the game. But they have got some really interesting players. You look at Martinez, the keeper from they got from Arsenal. I think he's been one of the standout performers for me. I feel like he's been on there with the top three keepers in the Premier League. You got Konsa, Tyrone Mings. They're really good centre-half partnership. I really like the look of that Konsa. I think he's a brilliant player. Matty Target, left-back. And then obviously you got Matty Cash, who obviously missed the game against West Brom. Now, he's a really good player that played for obviously Nottingham Forest in the Championship last year and was really good attacking. And he's another good player. McGinn, central midfield with Luis, who's ex-City. Ross Barkley, who we all know, well, no one know too well, who's an amazingly really good, talented footballer. But the past 3 years since he last left Everton, I've seen an article today saying that he left Everton to be a world-class midfielder. But for me, it continues to show that he is brain dead at times. He hasn't got a footballing brain. He's got all the potential and skill in the world, but he just can't put it together on the football pitch. And he's been struggling of late. I think a lot of Villa fans have been getting on his back. You've got Bertrand Traore on one wing, El Ghazi on the other. It feels like he's been around for years. And obviously, Ollie Watkins up front. So they're no pushover, Aston Villa. They're a good side. And I do think they're going to come at us. I think it's probably better for our game plan. I feel like they're going to come and try and come at us because they don't really know how to sit back and defend. And hopefully that goes in our advantage because we struggled this year when teams come to Goodison Park and actually sit back and put two banks of four down. So it's going to be difficult, Mick, no question. But I feel like we've got the firepower coming back now from injuries. Obviously, Lee said the core is the only noticeable one who's obviously out injured. Everyone else is fit and firing. We've got a good squad there, good players, and hopefully we can kick on now these last few games and get the European football that us Evertonians and Everton fans so desperately crave.
Dave, you know, you look at the other fixtures this weekend, you see Chelsea v Fulham, Spurs v Sheffield United. They're games that, you know, you'd expect them to win. And obviously, I know it's Man United versus Liverpool this weekend. So psychologically, if Everton can win Saturday, it at least keeps us next to the likes of Chelsea and Tottenham, doesn't it? Because let's be honest, they're probably going to win their games as well.
Yeah, it seems like it. Just before I start, thank you for having me on as well. Really pleased, made up to be, you know, joining you guys. I've seen a lot of the work you've been doing on the podcast, and you've been doing a smashing job. So, you know, keep it going, and hopefully, you know, more collaborations like this would be great.
Thanks, Dave. Nice one, mate.
You know what I mean? Yeah, as you're saying, you're looking at the fixtures, and you look at the fixtures again, and we've looked at fixtures in, you know, in over so many weeks with Everton. You've gone, if this team drops this and this team drops that point, then that's the chance for Everton to capitalise. And you just, I'm sick of trying to tempt fate when it comes to it, because you just know something's going to just upset the apple cart with Everton. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can, but with the home form is just grating. It's not just grating on, you know, on me. It's grating on, you know, every Evertonian. You know, as Lee pointed out, 10 away wins, which, you know, if you look back at recent seasons, would have been absolutely unheard of. And you just go, where does that away form at home? And, you know, we let ourselves down so much that you just don't want to be, you know, it's again, beat Villa, we go top sort of thing. You know, that kind of mentality that you put on yourself. And I think it won't be an easy game, I don't think, against Villa. I think that, again, they're scrapping for points as well and keeping themselves as high up the table as they can. As you just pointed out, you know, the side that they've got are not a bad side at all. You know, they were pushing for, you know, higher up in the positions of the league that we were earlier in the season before injuries started getting to them. And it's almost like they lost a bit of a talisman with Grealish, which you can see. You know, and we've done some similar. You know, we've lost Hammers in certain periods. We've lost Alan. We've lost, you know, the main engine there, Decore. And I think this shapes Everton now for the next, you know, the final run in. You know, not even Arsenal and Tottenham. You know, because they're games where you go to the capital and, or you're playing against teams from the capital, and you think we're going to struggle. You know, Tottenham wasn't a bad game. Arsenal was a, you know, dreadful game to watch, but, you know, come away with the result, I'm happy to win ugly as much as it counts. But I think this one is, if we win this one, this sets us up for the rest of the running, definitely.
Lee, looking at our goal difference, you know, we're only plus four, and I know it's not great. So it is important, isn't it, that we just have to keep picking up these 3 points, because draws now, they're not going to help us, are they?
No, they're not. And it's probably a little bit too late to claw back that goal difference. I mean, we'd have to start nailing teams 4 or 5 nil Man City style every week. And you just can't see that happening with Everton. It's not Ancelotti's way. I think Ben's referenced that in previous weeks. You know, he's quite a defensive-minded manager. That will always be his priority. So it's almost as if the start of the season, when we were banging goals in for fun, I'm not quite sure what happened there, because we've not been anything close to that since. But no, at this point of the season, you're right, Mick, draws will get you absolutely nowhere. It's useless. Wins are absolutely paramount now. And we've got to go into this game on the front foot as the home side, looking to win. We've got a good record against Aston Villa in recent seasons at Goodison. We've got to keep that going. I think you've all mentioned it. Jack Grealish being out, I'm infinitely more confident about getting a result facing a Villa side without him than it would be if he was featuring, because he is a really, really good player. And he's improved tenfold in the last couple of years, I'd say. So, yeah, come on. It's time for the likes of Richarlison, Calvert-Lewin. They've got to take the chances when they're presented to them. You know, we can't really have a repeat of the Tottenham game or the Palace game at Goodison, where those games should have been put to bed if we'd have took our chances. They've got to really step up when it matters most. And this is crucial now. You know, this is going to shape not where we finish this season and what the landscape looks like next season. This club needs European football. It was clearly the aim. Ancelotti's admitted that. That was the aim at the start of the season, to get European football. And it's still in our hands somehow. We don't know how, but I know what Dave's talking about there and what he's referencing. It's hard to really get too confident, because how can we? We're not qualified to be going into games like this feeling uber confident that we're going to get 3 points just because we're playing a team below us in the table, because it's just not worked that way this season. It's been absolutely crazy. I don't know whether it's the lack of fans. As the season goes on, I'm tending to think more and more along those lines that we are missing the Goodison crowd, because it is so demanding. It's so hostile. You know, there's pressure on the players to turn a performance round if they're not quite doing it before at half time or whatever, or after 60 minutes, pressure to make substitutions, whatever it may be. And then on the flip side, when there's a decent start to a game, the crowd will get up and back the players and push them to push on even further and get that first goal. And we are missing that. And we've got the best set of supporters in the country, no doubt. I mean, no one can tell me that any difference. And I don't even think I'm biased as an Evertonian saying that. I think the opposition managers have conceded that in the past, that there's not nowhere quite like Goodison Park when the fans are on it. And you can't fail to miss that. So next season, you know, hopefully, touch wood, if all goes to plan, that's not going to be a factor, these empty stadiums, and we'll have all of us back in there cheering the lads on. But for now, we've got to find a way of winning. We've got to look back and think, right, okay, what's gone wrong in the past 7 or 8 months in terms of our home record? What's gone wrong, and what can we do to fix that? And it's going to take some, you know, looking inwards in terms of the squad and a concerted effort to really push to get this 3 points on Saturday, because it's absolutely massive. So it's all about creating chances, and when we create those chances, taking them, because I'm quite confident that we'll probably keep them out at the back. So it's going to be a tight game. I just hope we can come out the right side of it, Mick.
Ben, just touching on what Lee's just said there about, you know, no fans, you know, we've all accepted that for now, but it now lies with the players, doesn't it? And it's in our hands. So it's almost as if, you know, how much do the players want this?
Yeah, definitely. Clearly that result on Friday's pushed our hopes up massively again. And I don't know if however many listeners tune in for the pre-match ones, but it feels like a groundhog pre-listen. We say it every other week, but it's in our hands again. this European spot is there for the taking. And we thought we were out and dejected after the Crystal Palace, Tottenham and Brighton results, but they've won us back again after that performance on Friday. And going forward, the players just have to get in their minds to win football games. I don't care how they do it, how we put out, what formation we put out, just get the 3 points on the board. Finish as high as possible to obviously help the club, help Ancelotti, help Mascheri and Brands bring in the calibre of footballers and players that we want to see at Everton Football Club, because that's going to help long term. We need European football. I'm praying that the COVID restrictions are all lifted. We can all get back into Goodison Park next year. Support the players, support the club that we've all grown up and loved since we were born, because we all miss it. And I think the players are missing it, Mick, as well. I think, like Lee touched on there, the league's a very weird one this year. It's the home form is deteriorating massively, and it's so frustrating looking back at the home results that we've had playing at Goodison Park. And it just, you try and compare them to when fans were present at Goodison Park, and Ancelotti had one of the best home records in the Premier League, but we didn't have that such a good away record, to be fair. And it's just changed. It just flipped right on its head. And is that due to fans? I'm not so sure. But the players need to bring it home for the fans. Play for the shirts. Play for people who have lost their jobs, Everton fans who are struggling, and they just get hope and they get joy of watching a football club like Everton, because I certainly do. I love watching our club. It's so good, and this football club needs European football, and I think the players know that too. Ancelotti, we've been holding nothing back. He wants European football, you can tell. He stated before the Arsenal game, 5 wins gets us European football, and I think now that we're going to do it. I might have jinxed it, might have gone too early, but I feel like the players are coming back at the right time. I feel like the fully squished, the squad's coming together. And I just think looking forward that we can, it's in our hands. How many times have we said that? The games that we've got left are easily winnable. And we keep on going back to these games, back to these points. And I don't want to be doing a podcast, Mick, where it's negative again, because it drains the life out of me. It's hard. It's a hard listen. It's hard for the Blues, but we can do this, and we just need to continue backing the club, backing the players on all social media platforms. You never know. They might pick up that one message that a fan sends them saying, good luck, play for the share, bring home Europe, because we want that. We're craving it. We're craving winners. And I've got a feeling the player's going to put it right and have a really good performance running in. I'm probably going to start it. I'll probably eat my words in after Saturday night's podcast. But look, I really think that we're going to push on now. I feel like it's there for the taking. You just look at the table and how it's set out, and the players that Aston Villa are missing, and it's a massive opportunity to go and get 3 points on Saturday. And you look where that takes us. It takes us above Liverpool, above Tottenham, and we'll be sitting in sixth place on 55 points. And for a team who haven't particularly played well since the turn of the year, that's unbelievable for me. Sixth place, and how good could it potentially have been too? So it's massive, absolutely massive. And a few teams around us are playing one another, a few difficult games. If the results go in our favour, you can't not look around, because if we win that game, we're 3 points off top four. All it takes is Chelsea to have one or two slip-ups, potentially with an eye on the Champions League semi against Real Madrid and the final, maybe. And we could be knocking on the door again. It's just a bizarre how we're in this situation again. But I think the players are going to put it right, Mick, going back to your point. I think they're going to push on. I think we're going to get the 3 points and lift Evertonians around us and for the running, and just push us further up the table.
Dave, if Everton don't make Europe, do you think then that's a failed season?
No, I don't. But I think maybe not failed, but just we know. But as you know, as you just pointed out, then the players will know and the fans will know that we've been, that the players have, however it goes, we've been let down by the players, because they haven't done enough for us. But it's all about the results of other teams as well. You know, it could come to the point where we could win all our games and everyone else wins their games around us as well. You know, so is it a failure? No, but I'd be really, really disappointed if we didn't do it, because as Lee said, we're more than capable of doing it, and it's in our destiny to do it. You look at the next, well, it's six games, isn't it? Because we actually play Villa again. during this time. You know, we got Villa, West Ham, Sheffield United, Wolves and City. And, you know, hopefully City have got their eye on the Champions League as well. West Ham, you know, they dipped last week, which was great to see. Because that just, you know, that gives you that confidence again in the top for the fight for, like, you know, that fifth, sixth place that we're gunning for. Because, you know, like Leicester, City, United, and it's going to be one of the Chelsea or the Shiters in the room going for that fourth spot. But the fifth and sixth place are just there for Everton to take. It is all in our destiny. And if we didn't do it, you'd be disappointed. But you know that there's another season where we should be next season, right? Okay, there's no excuses for next season. If we miss out this year, it should be all guns blazing next season. No excuses, as you say, but the fans back in the stadium as well. We should be putting that home form to bed. And solidifying a proper fortress of Goodison again, which we have for so long. I'd be really disappointed if we didn't do it. I would, and I'm sure all Blues would be. But it's a difficult question. Is it a failure? I don't know, because there's been so many circumstances surrounding the whole season. You know, like I said, with fans not being there, COVID restrictions, you know, injuries that have gotten in our way. And I think the one thing that we haven't done is moaned about injuries. I know we've probably all done it on podcasts and on, you know, YouTube channels and stuff like that. We probably all had a good moan, but the team hasn't moaned about it. We haven't seen Ancelotti moaning about it. You know, we've seen certain managers having a good cry ass over it and saying, in certain circumstances, that they're missing half a squad, and we've missed half a midfield for the better part of 6 months. Really, we've never really had a settled team since probably January, and that's where we've been, unfortunately, slipped up. But you know, I think we get a fully fit squad again. We dip into the transfer market again in May, in June, and just go for it. And we know this should be a much, much different Everton side next season. And it would give us more. I think we would have more confidence next season, knowing what we were capable of with the personnel that we've got, with the additions. We would push on definitely for Europe again, and we would get it. But this season, who knows? It's either in our hands or out of our hands after one or two games here.
Lee, if Everton do make Europa League, you know, I think a lot of people would say it's been a very, very good season. But if Everton don't make Europa League, do you see it as a failed season?
And I know you can look at it both ways. I see what Dave's saying there, because there has been so many weird variables this season. And if you take into account the fact, how many times have we come on here and said that this squad just isn't good enough? So you can't make a comment like that, but then say you're disappointed that we haven't, or call it a failure if we don't manage to qualify for Europe at the end of the season, because you're looking at, well, what's Ancelotti got to work with? So the sort of failings and the weak areas that we've got in this squad of players currently has been evident on a number of occasions this season, especially at home, and we've all touched upon that. So whether it would be a failure, I think that would be quite harsh. But it'd be massively disappointing considering how the season has panned out in general, and the fact that nobody has ran away. We haven't got a clear top four or top five with a gap to the rest. It's so tight and so congested in there because no one's really put a massive run of results together. So given the fact that we've got an incredible away record, and the fact that we've dropped points to teams that we should have been beaten comfortably, that's where the disappointment will come in, I think, for all of us Evertonians, because it'll be a massive case of what if, massive opportunity lost. It was in our hands and it was stupid points lost that's ultimately cost us a place in Europe. But let's hope it doesn't come to that. We've got six games left. It's in our hands. The fixtures are relatively favourable, apart from Man City, who have just scored now to go 2-1 up against PSG, and look absolutely unstoppable. So even if you look at it, five games, the margin of error is really, really small, I think. And I think we're going to need at least three wins and a draw from them. And
you look at the fixtures at home, and that's where the opportunities perhaps present themselves most. So come on, Everton. It's time to really, really step up. And like Ben said, I can't be bothered coming on here again on Saturday night or Sunday morning, whenever we do the post-match pod after Aston Villa, feeling that same level of disappointment and asking what if and analysing what's gone wrong. Let's open on here, analysing a positive home performance and a win. I don't even care if it's a comfortable win or we win 2 or 3 nil. Same as the Arsenal game. It's all about the results. I don't care if we win ugly, we play absolutely terrible. It's just about getting over the line, getting to the end of the season, hopefully qualifying for Europe, and then giving Ancelotti and the team the platform to build this squad, knowing that we've got European football as an attraction for potential players coming in, because it could be the difference between player X or Y coming in to the club and the strategy for incoming. So it's got to stay positive, haven't we? Somehow.
Yeah, we have indeed. Ben, where do you see this? Where do you sit with this one? You know, if Everton do fail to make the Europa League, do you see it as a failed season?
I think it's been well within our grasp. I feel like this, our club needs European football, as stated previously. I feel like to go away and win at Tottenham away, win at Liverpool, and obviously win at Arsenal for the first time in however many years and not get European football is pretty shocking, really. I think you look at our results against the Big Six, or the so-called elite, is what they like to call themselves. I think we're top of the table, like the mini league. Weirdly, I feel like we've gone and we've won some. I've seen some like random table and stats today, and we sit top, and it's bizarre. We are mixing with the big boys, and we have got a good squad. We've got, do you know what? Scrap that. We've got a really, really good starting 11 on paper when everyone's fit. The squad, however, isn't up to scratch. You look at the first few games of the season, which we go back to, we were playing brilliantly. Let's be honest, we were really nice to watch, really free-flowing football. And then the injuries started, and that's football. Injuries happen, and they're always going to happen in football, but you need a squad. Look at Man City, for example. They get one injury, and the likes of Raheem Sterling, who can't get a kick at the moment, comes on and replaces the likes of Phil Foden, who just slots straight into the system and what they want to play. We aren't that far away. Like I said, the summer's massive. 3 or 4 signings to kick us on, but 10 away wins, Mick, that's massive. That's like top 2 level form on the form guide. And last time we did that, I think we actually won the league when we won 10 away games. And the games we've lost at home are so frustrating, because we could be in and around the mix, and we probably should be, because I feel like the Premier League in general, I feel like they've all comes in dribs and drabs. I think Tottenham started off really well. Obviously, Chelsea started off really well under Lampard, and then they faded. And I feel like teams have been fading and fading at random points in the season. And I'm hoping, I'm praying that Everton can just start a bit of a run of form again now. And I feel like this is the perfect game to do it. And obviously, Matty Cash is coming back in for them, but they've just lost Trezeguet with a thing. It's a serious injury. He's going to be out for a year. Grealish is out injured, who's obviously another phenomenal player. And without them two players, they're not as dangerous going forward. And I just feel like it's a really good opportunity to grab the ball by the horns and really go for it on Saturday. And really, we've been saying it for weeks, put a marker down and say we're in the mix here for top six, because I feel like it's there. And I feel like if we miss this chance, we'll be kicking ourselves. There'll be no blue out there who listens. You'll go, we've let a massive opportunity slip this year from some certain performances of the year, because you can't perform away from home as well as we have and have a home record like we do. It's just unacceptable. But it's time to put it right in the running, because this is the business end of the season now, Mick. This is the time where, let's get it right, a place in the Premier League is about £5 or £6 million more for every league position higher. So we should be trying to aim as high as possible. Forget top seven. Let's go top five. Let's try and get automatic European football, because let's not forget, as soon as the season's over, and if we get, say, sixth or seventh, then your qualifying period starts early July, and that's not a long pre-season for players. And you got to try and get your business done early, your squad done early. You need to get players into the club, start mixing it with the agents, which I'm hoping is already starting now with certain players. So you've got to look at it in the long aspect. I feel like it is there. I don't think, like, Liverpool can't get a win at home. They're really struggling at home too. done a really, really, really bad run of form. Tottenham aren't on a really good run of form either. So it is there for us. And West Ham are slowly starting to ship points. They're starting to drop points. And you just it is there for the taking still. And I don't know how it still is, but it is. And we need to take full advantage of this on Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's a massive, massive game. Like I said before, we can sit on our own in sixth position, just standing on our own, and we'll literally be on level points with West Ham, who are sitting joint fifth. So why can't we finish fifth now? The results have gone our way the past couple of weeks. So let's aim high. As Carlo Ancelotti said, reach for the sky and you'll hit the ceiling. And that's what I want to achieve. Let's go for fifth. And if we come sixth or seventh, then so be it. But we need to aim high. As the Paul the Esk has rightly come on and said, European football is massive for Everton Football Club going forward in relation to Premier League sustainability and the profit and loss, because we are borderline in a lot of red at the moment. And there's not much positives coming into the club. Obviously, we might see a few sales in the summer, but the TV revenue, the added income from Europe and UEFA would be massive for our football club, and we need it going forward. So I'm hoping that the mentality around the players, the manager, the board, brands, everyone, come on, let's get fifth. Let's set a high standard and really push on at this back end of the season. Because for me, if we don't get Europe, I'd class that as a failure of the year.
Okay, gents, thanks for joining me as always. Before we go, it's prediction time. Lee, we're going to start with you first. Everton host Aston Villa on Saturday, an 8 p.m. kickoff. What is your prediction?
I'm going to go 2-0.
2-0 to the Blues. And Ben?
A scrappy 1-0 performance, which I'll be eating my own words with.
Yeah. And Dave?
I'm going to go balls out the bath with this one. I'm going for a 3-0 win. And I'm going to, you know, the way he's been talking there, you've been filling me with more and more confidence as the last 30, 40 minutes have gone on. I reckon, you know, the Arsenal game of fills with more confidence than most games this season. And the run in, as you're saying, where we can go with, you know, with a win. I want to go 3-0. I reckon I'm going to be full of confidence this Saturday.
And I'm going to go against the grain and I'm going to say 1-1. Okay, guys, thanks for joining us as always. Lee, Ben and Dave from Falcon Blues, thanks for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We will be back Saturday night straight after the game with the post-match views and all the fallout. In the meantime, stay safe, take care and all the very best. Thank you.